on. Come on. Come on, work. Something he sent me with has to work. Come on. Okay. Okay, I think it's recording. Professor? Professor, I hope you can hear this. Oh, I hope you can hear me. Please, please, you have to come get me. You have to find this recording and come get me. It isn't safe for me here. I know I've only been observing the cavemen for a week, but I can't possibly finish my independent study. You have to come get me. Professor, the invisibility bracelet failed. The cavemen can see me. One of them saw me at the creek, where I stood in the ferns under the cool tree shadow at the bank, observing him while he bathed. You have to get me out of here. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know how long I can hide in the ferns before he finds me again. He touched me, Professor. He rose out of the creek with the water running from his mane and his eyes. Oh, his eyes. How he looked at me like I was a meal. Like I was something to hunt. Like he wanted to devour me. Like I was prey. I froze. My heart beat so fast. The sun on his shoulders. He was naked. His cock stood up like a tower as he watched me. No one had ever looked at me like that before. My nipples swelled and tightened, and something inside me just grew so hot. I couldn't look away. How he looked at me. Professor, the bracelet was supposed to keep me invisible and keep my scent cloaked, keep me hidden and safe. But he saw me. He ran at me. I tried to scramble away, get to my feet, but he caught my ankle and tore me to the ground. He was on top of me. I was on my belly in the moss and the dirt, and he was on top of me and so strong and naked, holding me under him. I never knew a human being could be that powerful, that big. He bit me where my neck meets my shoulder, like he wanted to hold me down with his teeth, the way a wolf holds its mate. I screamed and he covered my mouth. His hand was hot and firm, and he pressed it cruelly down on my lips. I was so scared. All I could do was whimper into his hand like a helpless little animal. I could smell him, Professor. He smelled clean from the creek, and so, so powerful, so male, grunting in my ear, his other hand tearing at my clothes, hurting me as he ripped away my leggings, my panties, bearing me to his touch. I screamed and screamed and no one came. I wriggled and kicked and he just muscled his hips between my thighs. His cock was right there. I couldn't stop him. I couldn't even beg. His hand was on my mouth and I squirmed in the dirt under him. I couldn't get away. I couldn't get away. He was so strong, brutal and male. He growled like a beast. he was a beast. He didn't try to woo me or kiss me or caress me. Maybe the cavemen don't know about kisses yet, or caresses. He just forced my legs open and, oh God, he did it to me, Professor. He did it to me. He took me. He forced me. He thrust himself inside me, and I cried out into his palm at the shock of it. I squealed and thrashed, and he pumped his cock in me like he meant to break me, like he meant to own me. He didn't care that I was a virgin, or a grad student from 100,000 years in the future, or a woman with her own hopes and dreams, her own name. He didn't even know my name. He didn't even know how to talk. He just took me and took me under the trees by his creek. He just held me down and pumped me full of his cock while I cried and moaned into his hand on my mouth. He was too big for me, and he didn't even care. He just grunted as he forced his cock deeper, deeper, taking me, forcing me, using me. Each wild thrust forcing a smothered cry from my lips. I could hear his hips pounding against my ass, slap after slap. So loud in the primeval forest. I could feel his hot breath on my shoulder and neck, his teeth, his hand, oh fuck, his hand ripping open my blouse, then squeezing, gripping, owning my breast. Like my body was for his pleasure. Like I had been sent to the dawn of time to be his capture, his mate, his to own and fuck and breed. My tears trickling down my cheek must have been so warm against his fingers. But he didn't care. He didn't care. He just fucked me, opened me around his cock and stretched me. I was so full. He conquered me with those violent thrusts of his cock. Oh, I moaned under him. I couldn't help it. I don't even know why my body did that. Why my nipples hardened as he tugged at them. Why my cunt clenched on his cock. Why I squeezed his cock. Why I screamed like a bitch in heat against his hand. Why I just came apart under him. I heard him groan into my ear, and it was too much. It was too much hearing how hungry he was, and I surrendered. I surrendered. There under the trees by that creek, under his body, with his cock in me, I came and I came and I came and I came, and he rode me. He made me his bitch, his hot dawn of time bitch, stripped half naked and pinned to the dirt and impaled on his cock. Fuck, his cock, his cock. Oh, fuck. I never knew a cock would feel like that, or that a man would feel like that on top of me. So overwhelming, hot, sweating, grunting, pounding me, his weight on me. He held me down. He held me down. I couldn't move. I was so helpless. He had me. He mastered me with his body, and he ravished me, and I just had to take it. Each thrust, each bite at my shoulder, each grip of my breast, all I could do was take it. He took me, Professor. I felt it when he came in me. The way he pulsed in me. He groaned and he came in me. He filled me. I screamed a protest into his hand, but he didn't care. He just filled me. He came in my cunt. So fucking much. Pulse after pulse of it. Fuck. Afterward, I lay shaking in the dirt, my thighs trembling. I could feel his hot seed leaking out of me. He lay beside me, laughing in hot joy at his conquest of me. I just sobbed quietly. I couldn't understand what he'd done to my body. Wave after wave of pleasure he'd forced upon me. How had he done that? A brute who couldn't even talk. Just a primeval, brutal caveman I'd been sent to observe and study. And the moment he'd seen me, he had just grabbed me and forced his will upon me. Because that's all I was to him. Not a grad student or a scholar. Just a hot bitch to be bred. To be held down and bred, his hand on my mouth to shut me up while he just pumped his seed into me. I can feel his cum on my thighs, even now, where it's just dried on my skin, and the warmth of my virgin's blood. I bled when he took me. Just a little. He was so violent. How did this happen? I'm hiding half naked in the ferns, and there is a caveman's cum on my thighs and inside me. Bruises from his fingertips on my breasts. Indentations from his teeth in my shoulder. I can still smell him. I can still feel him in me. Oh, what he did to me. He lay there laughing like I had given him such delight. I clutched my torn blouse to my breasts, and I clutched what was left of me, what was left of me as a person, to my heart. And I sprang to my feet, and I fled like a doe into the woods, fleet as a red elk, desperate as a deer. His laughter followed me. Then the noise of him crashing through the underbrush like a wild boar. I was faster. I got away. But now I'm winded and frightened. And my cunt is still clenching a little, remembering the feel of him in me. And I'm crouched here in the ferns, but I know he'll find me. I must be easier to track than a doe. I must have left broken ferns, snapped twigs, threads from my blouse on branches. He'll find me, and he'll take me again. His hands. I'll feel his hands on me again, forcing my thighs apart. The wild pressure of his cock inside me. Oh, God. Forcing me open for his pleasure. He's not gentle. He doesn't know how to be gentle with a woman. And I'm so sore. And so wet. How can I be wet? I can smell my heat. Can he smell me? Can he smell my hot cunt? My arousal? My body's need? Is he following my scent? Even now? Professor, I'm whispering into my wrist, into the device implanted beneath my skin. I'm tapping on the homing beacon. You have to find this recording and find me. You have to hurry. I am not invisible at all. If that brute, that animal, that beast, that man takes me again, I don't know what will become of me. I don't know if I'll even be a woman anymore. Just a wild, scratching, squealing beast beneath his thrusts. A wet little beast for his taking. I can't describe what happened to me when I came. That orgasm, that pleasure he forced on me so violently. It washed me away until I didn't even know my own name or who I was, and all that was left was a wildfire in my body, and I arched and I screamed and I clenched and I gave myself to his cock. Fuck! Please, save me. Save me, Professor. I can hear him. He's near. I don't dare run. He'll see me. And I'm shaking. He'll catch me and he'll ravish me. He's going to force his cock in me. He'll take me to his cave and he'll breed me. Save me, Professor. Save me. Please. And don't let him make me his naked cave slut. His dawn of time cave bitch. Save me. Oh, God. He's coming. I see him. No, no, no. Stay away. Stay away, please. Please stop.